This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you could check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. Alrighty, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, we have the one, the only, the formidable Frank Salvato.
Formidable.
Yes, I thought I would throw that out there. Formidable.
Yeah, formidable. That's a good point.
There you go. Alright, well, the gang is up there, and I think they're going to get off the porch. There we go. It's a little bit nippy for them. It was down to 52, now it's 54. So that's what the temperature's at right now. It's probably colder where you're at.
A little chillier, a lot of fog.
Okay, yeah, a lot of fog is right. Dense fog all the way to San Antonio, Texas tonight along I-10. All the way over.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's thick.
Yeah, you bet. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have a continuing resolution until February. We also had another vote last night. The Senate voted 50-48 along party lines to reject legislation that would have banned the federal government from funding enforcement of the Biden administration's vaccine mandates.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's the possibility of another vote that will affect that later in the week, but it's very disconcerting that there wasn't a solid 50-50 in the Senate for this, because there shouldn't be any money for federal mandates for vaccines. Taxpayer dollars should not be spent on that. It is not something the federal government should be mandating. It's not something that the mandate itself has never been legislated. Therefore, tax dollars shouldn't be spent. And with people having an individual right to the direction of their health in this country, that decision necessarily needs to be an individual decision. We are traveling down the road in the United States under the Biden administration to a full, and everybody has been hearing this word, but I don't believe a lot of people understand that it's literal this time. We are heading down the road to a full-blown fascist government here in the United States that gets to rule by edict.
Mm-hmm.
This is not where we live. We live in a constitutional republic where our elected officials are the people that are sent to Washington to divine those decisions. It's not just because Sleepy Joe decides that everyone's going to wear a mask. That's not the way it works, especially when you have a CDC that's been lying at every stage about COVID,
mm-hmm.
deceiving the public. Enough with this. People, you've got to stand up and push back. Refuse to comply.
All right. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line. We'll go over here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. What does Frank think that the Supreme Court's going to end up doing on the Roe versus Wade? Are they going to ignore it? Are they going to change it? Or are they going to leave it as is? And what will the consequences be? Do you think there's a chance that they'll just totally go back to the states? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, we heard somebody say, one of the female, Jean Shaheen, there you go, that there would be a revolution over the decision if it didn't go the way that it should.
Well, that's an irresponsible statement from somebody who should know better, by the way. You don't telegraph violence over a Supreme Court decision. So she should, in the real world, her leadership would admonish her on the floor. I don't second guess the SCOTUS because they always surprise.
Yeah.
You know, they consistently surprise. What I think might be likely, if it goes along the lines of the way that they're seated conservatively,
mm-hmm.
is that some limitations are put onto it, and they kick it back to the states,
mm-hmm.
Which is where it should be to begin with. And let's remember, Roe versus Wade didn't legalize abortion.
No,
it made it a privacy issue that was protected under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a debate that the country truly needs to have, but it's one that's going to require the medical community to get off its ass and give us some definitions about when the medical community considers life to begin.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They've been delinquent in that information for a very long time.
You're right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more on Frank Silvato, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she's going to give us the telephone number. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it right after I tell you about Moss Nissan bringing you this portion of the program. Remember, Moss Nissan, they've got several locations around the area here, and it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, where Frank Salvato is, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, Moss's mission statement is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss Nissan, where they've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles right now, all kinds of colors, accessories, a lot of off-lease vehicles that are there right now. Clean trade-ins, plenty of them, got them. By the way, you want to trade your vehicle in? Surprise, surprise, it's going to be worth about 25% more if it's in good condition than what you thought it was, because the price has gone up. Now, Moss Nissan, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Make sure you go over there and check out all the great things he has over there. Right, Frank?
Absolutely, and I think it's worth noting that among the 2 million people listening to you every night, you've just expanded to 260 stations?
Yep.
With a 10,000-watt flamethrower in Puerto Rico that goes all the way through the Caribbean. So congratulations on that number. It is formidable, I might add.
Yeah, the cruise ships can hear us all the way from San Juan to down there on the very tip down there where the storms like to come in. Oh, boy.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about here because, you know, this doggone variant and having to show your vaccination card and all this other stuff that's going on, you know, that's all going to work its way out somehow because there's so many lawsuits against this administration. I was told the other day there were over 36 lawsuits, many of which were multi-states were on there suing the government for all things mandate, whatever it was, just pick a mandate, and they were suing for them against them.
I think it needs to be reiterated and repeated and trumpeted and screamed from the rooftops that this Omicron variant is a big, fat nothing.
Uh-huh.
It is the people who have contracted it and are showing symptoms of something that is less severe than the common cold.
Uh-huh.
It is simply that it is coronavirus that is getting this incredible amounts of unwarranted hype. And the media is complicit in this hype, and they are facilitating the government's want to try to lord over our lives at every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that we may or may not have to show a vaccination card to travel, no way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff of the Gestapo.
It sure is.
And people roll their eyes. Boy, that's over the top, Frank. No, it's not. What we're seeing happen in the United States with decisions like that and limitations on our freedom like that are the exact things that happened in pre-Mussolini Italy,
mm-hmm.
before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And in fascist Germany before it went National Socialism. This is exactly what happened. So it's not an over-the-top statement.
Mm-hmm.
And fascism is not a stranger to the United States. We had a fascist government back in the Wilson administration when some of the most egregious attacks on our freedoms took place. And the bureaucratic system was put into place here when we veered away from the Constitution and went towards relying on the experts.
Mm-hmm.
That was the birth of the deep state.
Yeah.
So it's time to start calling a spade a spade. The Biden administration is trying to usher in a new era of fascism here in the United States. And if we allow them to bully us with vaccine cards, to show us your papers before you could actually travel freely around the country,
mm-hmm.
then we've lost it. So push back.
Yeah. By the way, George is saying good morning to us. Good morning back to George.
Good morning, George.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've heard from Flip, too. Flip is saying good morning.
Mr. Flip.
Yep. And he's pointing out that, George is pointing out that the variant is showing up in the blue states. Yep. California, Colorado, Minnesota, New York, blue states.
Yeah, and eventually it's going to get everywhere. You know, we have to understand that the coronavirus is not something unique. This version of corona,
mm-hmm.
the difficult version, was unique because it was man-manipulated. The coronaviruses have been around with us forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's going to be a variant every other second.
Well,
it's like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Oh, it's the variant number 400 again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this strain, when it came out, was number 1900 and something.
Yeah. So the media is doing an intense disservice to the American people by doing the sky is falling reporting on Omicron. Or it's everywhere. Oh, my Lord. You know, even the people who discovered it in South Africa are going, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
This hype is not warranted.
Mm-hmm.
It's mild beyond mild. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, the person in San Francisco who was patient zero in the United States for the Omicron
yep.
has already recovered.
Yeah. All right, let's drift over to the telephone line. We've got Eric in East Tennessee on the line, and we got about a minute to listen to him. So, Mr. Eric, what's on your mind? You got about 60 seconds.
Hey, Roger, that, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Excellent program again this morning, sir. Hey, real quick regarding the fascism slowly creeping iron fist of tyranny behind this velvet mask. Bravo, Sierra. Here's the deal. Fascism in Germany, pre-war Germany, did not kick off with government mandates. The first thing the government did was ban the unclean from public swimming and bathing houses. That's number one. Number two, It took off like wildfire after that when private entities with tacit support of the police departments and health, quote-unquote, experts in Germany allowed those private businesses to ban anyone that they wanted to do. It started out with the private businesses. And until people stand up and resist the creep of tyranny that's going on, people are going to accept. Tyranny is only going to go as far as people are willing to allow it to go. So people need to stand up and say no. There's plenty of stuff out there, to, in my opinion, and in my paraprofessional medical opinion from days gone by, That there's enough pre-hospital care that can take place to prevent some of these inordinate amount of deaths and destruction throughout our society. I just want to leave it there. If I get too fired up, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, Semper Fi.
Thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate it. By the way, he was he was a Navy medic, Navy corpsman.
Yeah, and he's right. You know, we're seeing this public-private acquiescence happening today. In the Biden administration looking at the private sector and saying, yeah, you really should push the vaccine on your people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should mandate it as a private corporation, mandate it or they lose their jobs. That's the unholy alliance that creates fundamental fascism.
Yeah.
And as the unwashed were banned in pre-war Germany, we're seeing that here with the culling, with the segregation of the crowd on, have you been vaccinated? Have you not been vaccinated? Mm-hmm. You don't get to travel if you don't have your card because you haven't done what the government has told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't jail you for not being vaccinated yet, but mm-hmm. they can take away everything around you now.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what they're trying to do, and that's what we have to say no to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly will, and here comes the music, and because I got something else coming up here, I'm going to have to let you go till Monday, but to be continued, my friend, to be continued.
Absolutely. Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out what he does, check out his articles. He's got a podcast over there, and well worth the visit, undergroundusa.com. All right, I'll be back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The question is on passage of the bill. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to extend government funding through February 18th. The measure then went to the Senate, where it faced a partisan battle. Some senators indicate they would push for a shutdown in an effort to leverage President Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Later on in the night, the Senate passed the resolution to continue government funding through February of next year. The measure passed in the Senate 69-28. The state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration's constitutional overreach on Thursday in order to block the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The lawsuit started flying one day after the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, denied Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt a request to exempt Oklahoma National Guard from the mandate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know, right now my partners at Salem Tampa are involved in an important campaign, and we're helping them with their efforts here at the Captain's America. And if you know anything about the Middle East, and if you listen to this show, you probably do, then you know that amongst everything that's happening over there is a big, big humanitarian crisis going on in Lebanon. Now, many of their people, about 82% right now, are living in abject poverty, and it's real poverty, folks, not what you hear some people complaining about here in America. Add into that about 2 million refugees from the Syrian war, and you've got a really desperate situation going on. Now, you may say, why should I care about it? Well, here's why. Whenever you have people in desperate poverty, they can be more likely to sign on to, let's say, the more radical elements of the culture. And for that region, when it gets a foothold, now we'd be talking about a real problem for us, our allies. And it doesn't have to go that way. We're talking about ISIS. We're talking about Al-Qaeda. We're talking about the Islamic Jihad. Now, Heart for Lebanon has been on the ground for years there and have combated this great need with a greater love. And they do it through the generous donations from their people who care about them. Now, if you'd like to support their efforts, and I hope that you would, you can click on the banner at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Or if you'd rather do it over the phone, you can call them at 888-247-5499. That's 888-247-5499. And I want to thank you for helping us help them. All right, well, we're going to have a special segment right now. I've got my friend Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, who also happens to be an insurance agent with us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Bruce.
Now, we've been talking... Good. We've been talking about this, and we're going to try to explain to the people who have asked me all kinds of questions, and I told people this would be the day when we're going to talk about what has happened to Medicare with the premium hikes, the drug cost hikes, the pandemic, and whatnot, because President Joe Biden's administration a couple of weeks ago announced he's raising the Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part for the cost of drugs. But the Medicare Part B standard monthly premium will rise by nearly $22 to $170.10 per month next year. And it's going to affect a lot of people adversely who just can't afford that.
Captain, you hit it right on the head. Here's a lot of things people don't realize. A lot of people are on Medicare and Medicaid because they're under the threshold of $1,500 a month. Well, now when you know, pop that in there, okay, that's going to hurt some people. They're giving them a 5.9% increase. They're playing the, you know, shadow game, you know, the game you used to play on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, with the cops and where the ball is. And it's not good for the American public, and they don't realize a lot of them are going to be hurting here come January. And it's just not a good situation, because when you gain, you lose. And when they take from one, they always take from another and give to another and another fold. And it's not helpful to the public. And they're making the Medicare maze so difficult, Captain. Everything on TV now. Medicare this, Medicare that. People don't even realize what they have. They think they can get better, and what they have is probably best for them. And they make a knee-jerk reaction and make a mistake, too.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The Biden-Harris administration says that they're working hard to make drug prices more affordable and equitable for all Americans. I love that word, equitable. Now, the move has also stemmed from limiting the monthly premium increase this year in the Continuing Appropriations Act and from spending trends driven by COVID-19. Now, one drug in particular, which was a major factor, and people with Alzheimer's are going to recognize this name, Aduhelm. Now, it's used by people covered by Medicare, meant that they needed to buy it, store it right away, and have a higher level of reserve. And the price on this has gone up dramatically, and this is part of the problem. Again, the agency in July began analyzing whether Medicare would cover the drug, but it's not yet finished the analysis, and people that are prescribed that and have to go on it, they got to pay for that out of pocket.
Yes, sir, they do. And there are some things out there, Captain, that you know I personally could help them out with. In reference to that, there's a lot of pharmaceutical companies out there that do specials. They do research for people. They help out people that aren't financially sound. But you have to know the person to talk to. You have to be able to fill out the right paperwork and get it up there to the administration to get done. And Big Pharma. It's unfortunate. It's turned into big money business when it's meant to be, take care of your fellow man and the doctors.
Well, what people have to understand is that in addition to the monthly premium, it's not just about that. The annual deductible will rise from $203 to $233. Also, Medicare Part A inpatient deductibles will jump from $72, you ready for this, to $1,556 next year. And Medicare Part A daily coinsurance and skilled nursing facility coinsurance will both increase by at least $9 each. Now, officials have pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in their Social Security benefits of 5.9%, but that is nothing. It won't cover those costs.
No. Hey, Captain, you hit it right on the head there, because, see, a lot of people, too, get a Medicare supplement, and they spend $200-plus for that, and they get a drug card, $30-plus that, okay? Let's just make it $230 and $170, $400 a month. Minus 12 is $4,800 a year. People don't have that kind of money like they used to, Captain, to do that. If they do, God bless them, but they're not happy about it. Now you're hitting me twice. You're going to hit me with a Medicare supplement. You're going to hit me with a Part B premium increase. Not good. And a drug increase, too. And my drugs are going to be more expensive. There are solutions out there, Captain. But again, you know, you have to get with the right people.
Yeah. Well, Social Security recipients with higher benefits should be able to cover the $21.60 per month increase.
Sure.
That's the average. But for the people, and I know a lot of them, and you do too, World War II era people, Korean War people, $600, $700, $800, $900 a month, this is going to just wipe them out.
It really is. I mean, Captain, you know, just I can help out people like that, though, as you're well aware of. I can put at least $140.50 back in there. Social Security check. So at least that would help out some people that are hurting out there in that situation. I can help them also apply for veterans benefits as well as also state benefits if they're hurting that bad. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that or don't do anything and they just take the hit and suffer. I don't want people suffering. I know you don't either. We're here to help people while we're here on this earth. With your show, we'll be helping out people with Medicare.
Well, the thing of it is, is that people need to understand that we got it. I've got the news story. I'm reading it right here so people understand what's going to go on. But there are people like yourself that can help them. We'll get into that in just a second.
Yeah,
but inflation also is causing the cost of a variety of all goods to rise, including one big spending priority like groceries.
Yes, sir. And it's sad. I mean, we keep holding back. You know, that America wasn't that way. Holding back goods and then charging more. Not good. Not good at all, especially with the way the economy is. People want to, you know, work hard, enjoy life, and the American way, not wait for the government to say, okay, mm-hmm. you can get this, and it's how much it's going to cost.
Okay, now you got about 30 seconds, so tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, my name's Patrick Highland, Indiana Captain's America here. Third watch all the time on Mondays and Fridays doing sports, but I do insurance, and Medicare season is going to end for a lot of people on December the 7th, which is next Tuesday. Real simple. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. What you might have is fine, and I'll tell you that, but I might be able to save you some money and help you get additional benefits, too. So take advantage of listening to the show and make sure you get everything you can with somebody personal here in the area and help you out.
Now we are going to be talking about sports here when we come back from the break.
Sir.
And we're going to be talking about Antonio Brown. And I'm going to use a word. I'm going to use a word, and I don't care if it upsets anybody. The guy is a dumbass for what he did. Absolutely stupid, because now he won't be playing football for a while.
That's correct, Captain.
All right.
I agree with you more.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more Patrick Kyler, the Sports Zone quarterback. We're going to be talking sports. So I will be right back. Don't go nowhere. It's all about we the people here on this program.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty, and that's John Kennedy, Senator from Louisiana. That's my kind of guy right there. All righty. Here's what Patrick Hyland, our guest, does, and we'll let you know right now.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is here right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, sir. Big game tonight. The Oregon Ducks play the Utah Utes at 8 p.m. see who wins that conference and what big bowl game they get to go to. That won't be a Final Four game, to let people know. Tomorrow we'll be talking to, that's the ones that we're going to be talking about right now, Captain. Baylor takes on Oklahoma State. If Oklahoma State wins, should they be in the Final Four? A lot of people say yes, and some people say no. And then you will have Utah State, okay, taking on San Diego State University at 3 p.m. for their little conference. And Appalachian State takes on University of Louisiana Lafayette, okay, at 3 o'clock also. So you can kind of switch back and forth, see those college games. And then the big one, Captain, the big granddaddy.
Alabama, Georgia.
You got it, brother. Mm-hmm. 4 p.m. special. Kick it off. See who makes it happen. I'm real anxious to see what happens. Real anxious to see. And then also you have Houston taking on Cincinnati. Now, Houston's 21 ranked, Cincinnati's 4. Cincinnati really does need to make a good showing and probably win by about 3 touchdowns to really make sure they make the Final Four for the playoff. So we'll see what occurs there. They're a team that wins. Captain, they find a way to win, but sometimes they don't blow teams out like they should. So the pollsters don't like that. They like style points. I like W's myself. So
okay, I'm going
to. And then Pitt will take on Wake Forest. Go ahead, Cap. Go ahead.
I'm going to take this in a totally different direction right now. I'm going to go for Antonio Brown. And the reason I'm going to do this is because he's the guy that got caught. I think there's a whole bunch of other players out there that have done the same thing, and it's just a matter of time before you start hearing the dominoes fall on that deal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That was a very bad move he made, and it could hurt the Bucks. You know, it's kind of funny they got him late last year and helped them make the final push. They're in a pretty good position now, Captain, with the Saints losing last night to the Cowboys, though, so him being off the field.
Yeah, but they've got players that have matured, that have come around this year, that have been given the chance to play, and they are playing very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. This is maybe going to be his last year anyway, Captain, so we'll see how. He just had a troubled past the last 4 years. When he was in Pittsburgh, man, everybody loved him. He went, he towed the line, did his job. Now it's just changed, and you know, who knows the reason why. You know, Green tried to get them together there in Raider land, and didn't work out. Then he went, you know, to all over the place.
But how dumb can you be? How dumb can you be to pay $10,000 for a fake vaccine card, and then the guy turns around because he doesn't want to go to jail? The guy turns around he bought the card from and says, "Oh yeah, he did it."
Yeah, come on. Just go get it done. That's your job. You want to play. Play by the rules. Might not like it, but just do it. No, you're right out of money, Captain. So our friends up there in Michigan, our radio affiliates of yours.
Go Big Blue. Michigan. Yep.
We'll take on Iowa. They upset Ohio State last week, and it was a great ball game. So, you know, give them credit and see what happens there. So I'm really looking forward to that one. That to me seems like it could be a really good game. Now, Alabama, if they play like they did against Auburn, Georgia's going to hand it to them. Now, if they play like they're capable of, we're looking at one heck of a game. Now, the question will be, if Alabama beats Georgia 24-21, does Georgia still get to go to the Final Four? People say yes, but we'll see if that does occur. They always kind of hurt you when you lose late in the year, Captain.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that just let people know. We'll talk a little NFL. You were talking about, Antonio Brown, and the Bucks will take on the Atlanta Falcons at 1 o'clock. And then the Arizona Cardinals go into the Bears for our man Ken there at 1 p.m. And the Chargers will go out to the Bengals, who are starting to look good. That team's putting it together. So that should be a great game. Minnesota goes into Detroit. I wonder if Detroit finally wins their first game of the year.
Yeah.
They got a chance. It's a rivalry. They gave Chicago everything they could last Thanksgiving, so we'll see what happens. The Giants will be going into Miami with out their starting quarterback, Jones, so that's not going to fare well for them. And Philly plays the Jets, who are hurting also. And then Indy and Houston play. And then the 4 o'clock game, this has the playoff implications. Both these teams are trying to hang in there, Captain. The Washington football team and the Las Vegas Raiders at 4 p.m. Jacksonville and the Rams. The Rams had that tough game against Green Bay last week. We will see if they can, you know, really put it on Jacksonville. It's a long flight from Jacksonville to L.A., so that could take its toll on the team. And then Baltimore will be playing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been up and down all year, so that'll be very interesting. And then the Sunday night special, Captain, the New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. Does Buffalo keep the rhythm going?
And Buffalo will be here next week.
Yes, sir, they
in
will.
In Tampa.
They'll be here in Tampa. And last night's final, Dallas Cowboys 127.
Yeah.
The 17 over the New Orleans Saints.
Yep, and the Saints have just won another game behind the Bucs.
Yeah, exactly. So that helps them out tremendously to win the division. Obviously, they want to win more games to get the number one seed if they can to get that home field advantage. But we'll see. Worst case.
Yeah.
Well, I see my time is up, Captain. Yep. God bless you and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much.
See you on Sunday. So take care. All right. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Go to his website. Well, he doesn't have a website. He's got a Facebook page, The Sports Zone. The Sports Zone. And you'll see all the different things he puts on over there. Now, this portion of the program, final couple of minutes, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor have been around for quite a while, Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, and they do a great job, because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they'll do it right. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Very good people. Very good people. Very well-run business. And again, they really know what they're doing, and they'll help you out. Blind shades, shutters. Well, it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of stuff go on. A lot of news. The Supreme Court, the abortion hearing the other day on that case in Mississippi. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. I don't think anybody really knows. We'll know when we know, and that's just the way we'll leave it. But certainly the shootings that have happened this week, we've had three or four different incidents. You know, it's really a bad situation we have in America. But keep in mind, folks, it all starts at home with the young ones. It all starts at home. These kids have to have a mother. They have to have a father. And if you don't, then you're going to continue to see the stuff that you see going on. So be careful. Stay safe. Drive safe, especially in the fog out there. I-10 all the way to San Antonio, Texas from Jacksonville. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.